Dobbo just told us in the sport there that the Brisbane's new team, the 17th team of the NRL, is good to go. They told the 16 clubs yesterday and they... Oh, well, let's go straight to him now. Dobbo, hello, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you? And it's exciting times for everybody because we will get that fourth team that we've desperately wanted for so long. So yesterday, Peter Volandis met with all 16 clubs. Now, what they've done is Peter Volandis has obviously bought an extra $20 million through this extra rights deal with Fox and Channel 9 into the kitty. So all clubs are going to get a little bit more money and the game can fund this side. Now, two of the clubs, I'm believed, wanted a licence fee paid by this new bid team. Now, what I can tell you is none of the 16 teams have ever paid for a licence fee, so Peter Volandis got quite upset about that, and obviously there was some concerns. One of them, I'm believed to be, that raised some concerns was the Brisbane Broncos. They wanted to see a little bit more exactly what this licence looked like, and rightly so, because potentially they're going to take away some of their fan bases.
So they wanted some hurt money, I think you'd call it, would you?
Well, that could be the way it looked at. I know that South Sydney obviously had some concerns as well. All shut down or everybody's happy. Today, they now look at the three bids, the Firehawks, the Brisbane Jets and the Redcliffe Dolphins bid. My understanding is that the Dolphins will win out in the end and that will be decided and the recommendation will be given to the board today from this commission and then
Dobbo, they call it the Expansion Assessment Committee. Who's involved? Who's that?
Well, there is, it's quite interesting. Peter Volandis is on it. Andrew Abdo's on it. Yeah. Kate Jones is on it. So they're three people that are already on the ARLC commission. So I don't know why the commission just don't have their own. But anyway, a committee tells another committee. Yep. I'm not going to break that one down. But it is strange, Marto. I agree with you.
But Shane Richardson, the former boss of South Sydney and also East here in Brisbane, he's Firehawks and he's blueing. He's going, hold on, Redcliffe is a foregone conclusion.
Well, I can understand why he thinks that, but everybody's had equal opportunities and everybody's had their opportunity to make sure that they put the right bid through. The Dolphins bid, everybody knows where my heart lies. I live in Ipswich. I'd love to see the Western Corridor win the bid. But the bottom line is, if you look at it from pure facts and from a financial perspective, I absolutely believe that the Dolphins bid is far superior than the Ipswich bid from that perspective. Now, if you want to go and say, well, we're going to take a stab in the dark, and, well, you could take the Western Corridor bid, but you've got to have the money, Marto, and that's the big thing.
Yep. Well, that's where the AFL have gone. They've seen the potential in the Western Corridor, and they're investing $80 million out that way. Why is the NRL not considering that as a really viable option?
Well, I think that there is some investment going in out here, Margo, just not a team. Brisbane, don't get me wrong, the AFL haven't put a Brisbane Lions team out there. They've got a training facility at Springfield, but all their games are played at the Gabba. And sure, they're going to have development officers out here, but so are the Broncos. The Broncos will definitely put some investment. And one of the big stipulations Peter Volandis has said to the Brisbane Broncos, that you need to give a guarantee that you're going to invest in the Western Corridor. There's talk that there could be an Intrust Super Cup team back end Toowoomba, and that would obviously make a big difference as well. They're looking at that. And from there, the Western Corridor. There's no two ways there should be a side there. But I also think that the Dolphins bid and that Northern Corridor is a huge growth area as well. And all the mapping looks like there is a lot of population growth in that Northern Corridor as well. So there's an argument for it, and I get it because I'm from Ipswich. I'd love to see it here, but I think the reality is that Redcliffe will get the Dolphins bid will be the one that wins, and it'll be the most successful at this time.
Dobbo, will they stay the Redcliffe Dolphins, or will we be calling them the Brisbane Dolphins? Will they link themselves to Brisbane, considering that is the team, the city that they're going to be a team for, or what is it, the North Brisbane?
Definitely will be. The one thing that they've been very open about is the Dolphins name, so the Finns, will be remaining, but it will never, ever be called Redcliffe. It will be put to the people of Brisbane what they think it should be called. I'm thinking it'll be something to do with Sunshine, Brisbane, Dolphins. It'll be somewhere along that, I'm hearing, and obviously, but it will definitely not be called Redcliffe at all. So that is 100% right. It's going to be aligned to Brisbane.
When are you naming Wayne Bennett as the coach, Dobbo?
Sooner rather than later, I think.
Righto, mate. We got to go. Great call, Dobbo. Thanks, mate.
See ya.